episode number 224 with Health Master Drew Cannoli.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome everyone joining. If this is your first time here on the School of Greatness podcast, thank you so much for joining. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast over on iTunes at itunes.com/School of Greatness. And if you've been here since the beginning or you've been here before, then welcome back. My name is Lewis Howes. I'm an author, entrepreneur, and host of this little podcast where we get close to 1 million downloads a month. And it just blows me away by the response I get each and every episode. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in, for listening, for taking action, and for sharing this with your friends online. It means the world to me. I've got a new book out coming out very soon. October 27th is the date. It's called The School of Greatness, and it's all about the 8 principles to help you take your life and business and relationships to the next level. It's about a real-world guide to living bigger, loving deeper, and leaving a legacy. So if that's something you're up to, if that's something you're interested in, then make sure to go to greatnessbook.com and pre-order a copy or 20 copies and give them away to your friends today. Again, go to greatnessbook.com, check it out, pre-order a copy over on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and I would love for you to grab a few copies for your friends as well. We've got a great guest on today. His name is Drew Cannoli. He's a good buddy of mine. He was one of the first, I think, 20 episodes we had on here a couple of years ago. And I'm bringing him back because he's had some incredible shifts and transitions in his business and his mindset. And a lot has happened in a couple of years where he's blown up his business, helped transform the lives of thousands of people around the world with FitLife.tv. And I was just wanted to bring him on to share what's happened, how he's doing it, how you can master your health, and some of the latest and greatest that he's up to in his business, in the health world. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in with this episode with the one and only Drew Cannoli. All right, welcome everyone back to the School of Greatness podcast with my man Drew Cannoli in the house, brother. Good to see you.
Good to be here, man.
FitLife.tv, also Organifi. We're having some green juice, so cheers. Cheers to you, my man. This stuff has been a lifesaver. I'm going to have a sip. So good. If you want to take your health to the next level, this is what it's all about.
This is it.
And I want to dive in. We've had you on before. I think you were like episode 15 or 20, somewhere around there. We'll link it up so people can see that.
How many episodes are you at now, by the way?
I think around 220 something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel honored, like privileged, you know, because you've blown up. You've had over 8 million downloads recently.
Yes. It's been crazy, man. It's
awesome.
Been crazy. And the book is coming out. For those who don't have a copy of the book yet, make sure to pre-order this. Go to greatnessbook.com. Check it out.
I was actually reading it on the way here. Love the book.
Thank you
so
very much.
So simple.
Thank you.
The problem is, here's the problem with it. If you start reading it, you're not going to want to stop. So
I appreciate
you have to block out chunks of time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that favorite show that you know, get.
Well, you were on the train, so luckily you had some time to read it. But I want to talk about you today because you got so much going on. And I want to first talk about, you know, kind of your health journey, which you talked about a little bit on the first time, but for those who don't know who you are, let's do a recap of what you've got online just so people are aware. FitLife.tv gets how many million hits a month?
Anywhere from 4 to 10 million.
4 to 10 million
a month.
Unique visits a month or just?
Unique is around 6.
6 million.
Yeah, so about 60 to 70% of that at any given time.
Gotcha, okay.
Yep.
And can we talk about business as well? Like how it's doing? Are you pretty open about the numbers or you are kind of just...
No, I'm totally open.
Okay.
I love it.
So talk about what your business is doing so people can understand the power of Drew Cannoli and really the impact you're having on people's lives.
To me, when we talk about business and numbers and everything else, it's all about who you're impacting, right? If you can impact 1 billion people, you can become a billionaire.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
If you want to make $1 million, impact 1 million people.
Yeah, exactly. So the more people you impact, the more greater influence that you have, and it should really come. And of course, my journey came from trying to help as many people as possible.
Yeah.
But that change had to come from demonstrating myself. Mm-hmm. And as a coach, as an entrepreneur, as you know, we have to be that demonstration everywhere we go. You can't deviate from that. Yes. You always have to be that inspirational person. So flashback 4 years ago, I was 40 pounds heavier, right? I was actually about the same weight, but was
all fat.
All fat.
There's a before and after photo that doesn't even look like you.
We show that?
We should show that. So if you send it to me, I'll link it up on the show notes. It's insane.
It doesn't even look like me.
It doesn't look like you. Right? I was like, who is this?
And I was still a happy guy. But I didn't have as much energy. Mm-hmm. I was lazy, lethargic. I would drink a lot on the weekends.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of passion, zeal, zest for life, right? Uh-huh. So I had a mentor tell me, I used to meet with this man every single day. He's one of my best friends now, Frank Scheidler in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
He's like that sage that just walks into a room and everybody listens, wow. Right? He told me if I do anything at all to impact and change people, he goes, do something that really creates change for them. And I thought about that at the time. I was running a credit and debt company. I was doing very well financially. We had the whole continuity program where we were helping people monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great, but I felt empty inside. And it wasn't until I really started to give back and help people where I started to feel fulfilled.
Mm.
So how did I do that in the very beginning? Well, I started making YouTube videos of me making smoothies and juices in the kitchen and all these like highly vital foods and nutrients, like the micronutrient diet type of thing, right? And sure enough, I started to lose weight. The more micronutrients, like this green juice I have here, the less I craved the sugary treats, the pastas, the alcohol, the things that were holding me back. That my body at the time loved, but wasn't loving my body,
mm-hmm.
right? So I did this in a period of about 90 days. I went from over 20% body fat down to sub 7%.
Wow.
I got in the best shape of my life. And a sideline benefit of that is I gained more charisma, more confidence.
Yes.
I felt like I could do anything.
Energy, focus, energy, clarity.
And more presence. Mm-hmm. We talk about being present. You know, with your coaches and everybody that you work with, really being able to tune out yourself and listen to somebody else in a fully engaged way is very powerful.
Yeah. You're one of the most present guys I know. Whenever I'm around you, your eyes,
you're
so connected to people and you really listen. You ask great questions. You listen. You give your full energy.
Likewise.
And it's like you have 100% energy in that moment. And not many people have that type of focus and clarity, nor the confidence to look at someone in the eyes for that consistent of a time. Without being weird about it, but just being... Yeah.
Are we having a staring contest right now?
Yeah, exactly. How long can we look at each other in the eyes? But not many people have the confidence within themselves, the inner confidence to look at someone and be seen.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Because they'll look for a second, but then they look around. Yeah. I mean, it's also weird if you just stare at someone constantly when you're looking at them without a couple of glances off.
Yeah.
But most people will look down when they talk to you. They don't look you in the eyes.
Yeah.
That reflects what they're feeling about themselves.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? But you're so present.
Yeah. So, and part of that is we say we're in this together, right? Uh-huh. And we're in this together basically means that you and I, at the end of the day, we are one, mm-hmm. right? And you said something very powerful from Chris yesterday. You remember what you said to me?
Yes. I said,
Are you able to share that on here?
Yeah.
If people know that you're really deep like this?
Yeah, of course. Right, cool. I mean, the more intimate we get, people love it. Doubting yourself is like doubting your creator.
Yeah.
So, whenever we doubt ourselves and we're discounting our gifts. And I was doing a Periscope session the other day about accepting compliments and acknowledgement. Most people can't accept acknowledgement or compliments. And I say when you don't accept it, it's like you're not accepting your power and God's power or the source's power. Or whatever.
It's like laughing at God.
Exactly. When you say, no, I'm not good enough, you're saying he or she's not good enough for your...
Yeah.
It's interesting.
What if everybody listening to this actually believe that and started living that way?
Big game changer, man.
What could they do? I mean, think about
that. Endless possibilities.
So if they're in their car or they're at work listening to this podcast right now and they really took that on as a model of their life, what could they do?
Mm.
It's infinite. I think about that often.
Yeah.
Because I really attempt to demonstrate that.
Yeah.
You know, and you do too.
Sure. We're not perfect, but we...
Yeah, exactly.
It's the consistent routines that we create, the habits we have.
Yeah.
We were just talking about routines and habits earlier. You started doing this yourself because you wanted to have a healthier life yourself.
Yeah.
You wanted to have more energy and focus.
Yeah.
and you started posting YouTube videos. When was this? 4 years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years ago, you started doing YouTube videos. You started posting about it. Your friends started saying, hey, can you show me how you did it?
Yeah, how are you doing this? You look different. You know, last time I talked to you, you weren't really this present guy that's very passionate about life.
Now you're focused.
Focused.
They want the secret sauce.
Yeah.
They want like what you have.
Yeah.
Whenever anyone creates a transformation, you usually do that. Your friends, your family notice.
100%.
They're like, what is the secret? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And that's
why it's the easiest thing to sell. I think transformation is so simple to get somebody to buy into.
Yeah.
Because it impacts them on a cellular level. It changes their DNA. They can no longer be the same person that they once were.
Exactly.
Once they start to adopt these new principles, these new rituals for life, these new triggers, these new habits, everything starts to change. You will never be the way that you once were.
Yeah.
Once you take this on.
So what were you doing most? Were you juicing a lot? Were you just going to Whole
every
Foods,
day,
buying like
as
veggies?
As many micronutrients
and you were just
possible.
Juicing it every day?
I was
day.
A freak. People would come over and they literally thought they were dropped in the organic section of Whole Foods.
Wow. You just had greens everywhere.
Everywhere. All over the kitchen. I mean, I remember
lettuce,
at
celery,
the time,
kale.
I went with my buddy Brooks Holland, who Natalie Jill's boyfriend,
I know Brooks,
right?
Of course, yeah.
Or husband now.
Yeah, they just got married.
So we went to this place, and if you ever talk to Brooks, ask him about this. But we went into this organic produce place, and we literally got 80 pounds of organic veggies. And we shot this video. I think it's probably still on YouTube, but I remember this clear as day. I mean, we had like 35 cucumbers, like this box of celery, and we would just juice all the time. Tons of green juice.
Wow, man.
And it starts to change not only the way you your body looks, but it changes the way you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you become so much more in tune with everybody around you. You start to hear things that you never heard before. It's almost like Superman's, you know, secret elixir that he drinks.
So why is that? Why is green juice? You know, I've had a lot of people talk about green juice. I've had a lot of health experts on here. But why do you think green juice is one of the most powerful things you can do to transform your health?
Well, because the SAD diet, or the standard American diet, as we can call it, super nutrient devoid.
Uh-huh.
So the average American eats 4,000 calories a day, right?
I'm probably about 6 to 7.
But not average, right?
Exactly.
But you eat really healthy.
Yes,
I've seen what you eat. The average American, it's processed food. It's
McDonald's.
Things that come from a can, you know, a plant, not as in from the ground, but from a factory, a box.
Yeah.
Things that have a stability life of like 5 or 10 years. So they're eating all these things and they're loaded with toxins, right? Xenoestrogens, herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, all these things that cause more estrogenic chemicals in your body. And as a man, that's a problem. The more estrogen we have, the less testosterone we have.
Mm-hmm.
Testosterone's that fat burning hormone. It's the hormone that helps us think better. It's the hormone that helps us be a man, that alpha male that walks into a room and is the leader. You know, and I believe that we're supposed to be those kind of men.
Yeah.
And what we have now is a lot of beta males running around because of this estrogenic problem.
Mm-hmm.
All these they don't know it, but there's just too much estrogen in our environment.
In our system.
Yeah,
and just being overweight in general is hard to really have the focus and clarity. When we have that baggage, that excess weight, it holds us back mentally. It holds us back emotionally.
100%.
It makes us, you know, less, you know, an alpha male is actually able to stay calm in crazy situations the most. You know, they're actually the most calm in those situations. They're not crazy or like freaking out. They're like creating peace.
Yeah.
And they're like that strong force that's just a command that's just like, no, let's just stop the violence.
Yeah.
And let's, you know, figure this out. Whereas, you know, if we don't have our bodies and health in order, I feel like our mentally and emotionally we'll be triggered more to react.
You have to react.
You have to.
You know, so the person, and it's not gender specific. It's like, and I said alpha male, you said alpha male. It can be that alpha person.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't matter. It's 2015. Like,
right, exactly.
That's cool. But you're right. Like, I remember flashback 4 or 5 years ago, sitting in traffic at a red light and all these cars around me. I used to get angry for no reason whatsoever. Just upset. And I used to rev my horn up and honk at people. And I was not a happy person.
Wow.
But what I was finding was a lot of those impulses from the dopamine surge that I would get from the sugar and the processed food and the neurochemical imbalance that we get from the food was consumes us. It controls us. Mm. And it makes people do things that they normally wouldn't do just because their neurochemicals are off.
Right.
So once you can get those under control, which is why the green juice is so good.
Yeah.
Because it just supercharges your body on a cellular level. Your mitochondria are having a dance party in your body. Your probiotics, your prebiotics, the micro gut biome from within starts to change. And that changes every 20 minutes. Your whole entire gut colony changes every 20 minutes. 80% of your immune system is in your gut. So there's so much to drinking a green juice and having those nutrients absorbed within 15 minutes. Mm. You can't do that with a smoothie. A smoothie, it takes about 3.5 hours to digest, like we talked about yesterday.
Huh.
Because you're ripping apart the full food value to get it. And you may get 60% of the nutrients from a smoothie. And some would argue that the fiber is really good. And I believe that as well, because it pushes things out of your system and it helps with your digestion. Yes. It's very healing. Smoothies are awesome. But there's something magical about this green elixir that we have in front of us.
Okay. So smoothie and juice debate, because, you know, I've got friends, Simple Green Smoothies. These girls do awesome and they're helping a lot of people that transform a lot of lives. Yeah. I drink smoothies. You drink smoothies. People drink smoothies all the time.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a smoothie, when is the right time to have a smoothie? And what should be in the smoothie?
Well, there's really no wrong time.
Okay.
Because it's more plants. And I'm a firm believer in not putting a lot of fruit in
your smoothie. Okay.
Yeah.
So more veggies in the smoothie.
Unless you're a metabolic type. So looking at your DNA, looking at your genetics, testing, the heart rate. I don't have it on me now, but the heart rate variance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drink a smoothie, what you want to do is test your heart rate before. 5 minutes, wherever it is, that's your baseline. Drink the smoothie, put whatever you want in it, and then 5 minutes and 10 minutes afterwards, check your heart rate again.
Mm.
If it goes up, your metabolism's fired up. It's actually processing it.
Gotcha.
What a lot of people will do is their metabolism will actually drop, and that's a bad thing.
Okay.
So that's a way to biohack, to test your own metabolism.
Gotcha.
You can do it with temperature, and there's a lot of other tools that you can use to do that.
Gotcha. So if someone was going to have, what's the perfect amount of food for you? Let's talk about you, because everyone's different. And we were talking about this. What's the test that people can take that's 99
bucks? So 23andMe.com.
23andMe.com. What's this test do for people?
So it tells you, number one, where your ancestry is from.
You spit in like a tube.
Percentage-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
So I found out that I was like 84% Northern European. And if you trace that back, what do Northern European people eat? The ancestry, right?
Uh-huh.
And you start testing those types of foods first. So predominantly Irish and British, what kind of foods were they eating? Well, it was mainly meat and it was mainly like simple potatoes.
Yeah.
Right. So finding out what your ancestry is very, very powerful in understanding like your genetic makeup and what you actually should be eating. Because I think paleo is great, but there's a lot of stuff that paleo misses out on as well.
Sure.
A lot of people that do it long enough, their hormones start to go out of whack. They start to feel more tired. So there's pros and cons to every single diet.
Sure.
I'm a firm believer in this too. Every diet works. What doesn't work is not being consistent with it. Consistency wins everything.
Yeah. Everyone, and so many people fail at that game.
They try
for a week or two and then they're.
Yeah, they're not getting the results they want. They quit. They give up.
So how does someone stay consistent? When probably 99% of people don't stay consistent with their diet, that the lifestyle change that they want to make with the health. What's the key?
Well, you staying consistent? You actually talk about this in your book.
Yes.
Right. It's the why.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vision. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the having the why powerful enough that makes you cry. Why that makes you cry. We call it identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the emergence of your identity and your why. So,
and it can't be just to have a six pack.
Yeah. That's
not so strong enough.
Superficial. You'll never make it.
You'll make it for like 2 months and then you'll be like, it's not worth it.
Yeah. But if you're the parent where you're the dad, that's like, oh, I see my son. He's 3 years old right now. When he's 18, I want to throw the football around with him. So if I maintain my health now and my longevity, then I can see that. I can visualize it. When he's 18 years old, we're out in the yard. What does that look like? Well, the sun's shining. We're in the forest. We're playing. You put those mental images in your mind in the future, and that allows you to avoid anything in the present that could cause a distraction, right? And lead you down the wrong path.
Mm.
So maybe it's a completely different story. You're the mom, or you're the maybe you want to impact the world. You know, you're Lewis Howes. You have this podcast, and people come up to you, and they know that you're having people on the show that are great. You're inspiring mm-hmm. these leaders. So when you're seen out in public, you can't be that fake person that's right. not congruent.
Yes.
So what does congruency look like in all levels? If you're not congruent in your health, how are you ever going to be congruent in business and everything else?
Yeah, that's powerful.
And there's a lot of people that are that, you know, that they're great businessmen, but their health is dismal. Mm-hmm. They go into the doctor yes. and then the doctor is like, you know, you got 6 months left to live. And they would have paid anything in business. Steve yes. Jobs would have paid anything to be on this planet longer.
Oh, of course.
You know?
And he did probably. You know, he had the best did. Doctors and yeah. everything. And he lasted longer than he probably was supposed to. But
yeah. But people tough. In the present moment, people totally undervalue how powerful their health is.
So let's say you have a powerful why and you discover that, but you still are challenged with staying consistent. Is your why not big enough or powerful enough? Or is there some other thing that you can do to really make sure that you stay consistent? What do you think is it? Is it having an accountability partner, a buddy, a coach? Is it finding support groups? Is it
coaching, as you know, yes. because how many coaches have you had in your life? You know,
dozens
of coaches, yes. likewise mentors, people that have impacted me on a really deep level. Mm-hmm. So I think that's huge.
Yeah.
Having accountability, a coach. We have coaches at FitLife TV, and this is something that we talk about. Why, you know, Mae Desmond, our coaching director, shot a Y-Identity video 2 years ago. And she's like, in this Y-Identity video, she's like, I want to impact people all over the world in different countries. We just took the team to Costa Rica. And
yeah.
I'll tell you the story about how this guy came to us or whatever in a little bit. But first, in her Y-Identity video, she stated everything that she wanted to see happen in these 2 years. And she just watched it. And she was blown away because she said, you know, the certification program's taking off. People are impacting their lives on a deep level. Not only are they learning to be a health coach and make six figures doing this, but they're actually transforming themselves. Mm. They're changing their lives. They're losing the weight. They're getting more mental clarity. They're feeling better about life. And she watched this video and she teared up.
Wow.
I mean, she was like, everything that I said that was going to happen in this Y-Identity video has actually happened. So reflecting often on that, what does it look like? Mm. What do your friends say about it? What does it look like in the mirror when you know, a year from now or 6 months from now, whatever your transformation is? And that can be for anything. So really making that more powerful, I think, is one of the secrets and having a coach hold you accountable to that. So if you ever deviate from your why, I can be like, Lewis, you know, you said here that it was important. You wanted to hear this on Amazon for your book, right? Yeah. We did the Periscope, the video.
Yes.
Yeah. But this action that you're doing is not going to get you the result.
Supporting that, yeah.
So how can I help you in that particular facet?
I like that. So do you recommend posting a video or doing a video for yourself of
100%
your vision of what you want to achieve in the next year, 2 years? What's the time frame for you?
So I like to do radical stuff quickly in the present moment. So my timelines are always like short.
3 to 6 months.
Or, yeah, so 90 days I find is like the perfect time.
Yeah, like 6 months for me.
So a year, 2 years, it's a little too far out.
It's too far to think, yeah.
Yeah. So being in the present moment, shooting a video, one of the best things you and I can do, you know, is shoot a video and say in 90 days, this is what I'm going to do.
Mm.
And then sharing that with our friends because—
You recommend putting it out to the world.
I would, yeah. And then some people would say, no, you want to keep your dreams and your goals to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tell you, you know, one of my brothers from another mother, that I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to move to L.A.,
which you said this morning.
Yeah.
So now I can keep you accountable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I believe there's more influencers here than there is in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Some would argue that virtually you can impact anybody and anything. But in LA, you're around that vibration where people are doing things and going places and everything else, right?
Yes.
If I say that to you and I put it out to the world and I don't do it, then I'm not being congruent with who I am in mm-hmm. this world.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get people to commit. And committing boldly instead of just kind of— You know,
gingerly,
halfway.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. So if you've got a vision or a dream right now, what should people do? Should they shoot a video,
video,
and post it on Facebook?
They should tag us in this.
And tag us in it.
Hashtag Y-Identity, hashtag Y-Identity. Vision, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And tag Drew Canoy, Lewis Howes, post it online.
Yeah. And I love watching these.
Yeah.
And you'll find that the more people that watch this video, the more inspired you're going
to
get.
To take action,
passionate.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now you have fans of your vision.
Mm.
You know, you have little ambassadors
yeah.
that are going to hold you accountable. And you said 90 days ago, you were going to do this, Lewis. And I saw this video. And then you did it. And now people believe that whatever you said was possible is truly possible because they saw it made manifest in reality.
Yeah.
And people don't see that a lot. You know, especially in the world today, it's all Instagram. It's this instant generation that we're in. So there's no consistency with long-term results.
Yeah.
So when you actually demonstrate that, that's what inspires humanity to evolve and change and like really
powerful, powerful man. Stuff. Social media is powerful in a lot of ways, but also distracting in a lot of ways.
It is.
And you got to use it for good, obviously. Yeah. And you've done a great job with that. Let's go back to the business side of things because, you know, when did you come on? Probably 2 years ago you came on. And this is when you just had, you know, ebooks and juicers.
So last year, and I shared this with you and I can share it with the audience. Last year at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You were like almost broke, right?
We were losing anywhere from 30 to 50 grand a month. And every month.
That's tough.
Luckily, I had saved everything, right? Because when you have a dream, you don't frivolously spend on stuff that you shouldn't be spending money on. Yes. You invest it, right?
Yeah.
So I was stockpiling all this. And every dollar I saved, I was like, you know, one day this is going to break free and we're going to impact millions of people by doing this. So last year, we were losing tons of money. And every month, I would have a talk with a team like, all right. And we had to let people go. I had to let two of the most they were great employees, you know, people that were not only employees, but they were your friends, people that you bonded with, you communicated with very well. So we had to let them go. And I was about to it was the only time where I was questioning if FitLife was going to survive.
Wow.
And that's your baby. Yeah, imagine, man. The school of greatness, like questioning in your mind, is the school of greatness going to exist? Because can't even pay for food.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember sitting down with the team. We were at this place called Vitality Tap, this juice bar in San Diego. And we were all, and one thing that I'm tenacious about, and the team will tell you this, you know, when you meet them or you talk to them or whatever, is that turning something negative into positive, you know, and you do a great job of that as well. We were trained from the very,
man. Yeah. Turning adversity into your advantage is one of the chapters.
It's in your
book.
Yeah, I saw that. So I remember sitting there. And we were so caught up in, you know, we're not hitting our numbers. Facebook, organic reach on Facebook's dead.
Correct.
And
died.
We had invested over $1 million in Facebook ads growing this thing because of our organic reach was so powerful. So we didn't have any other advertising mechanism. We were just losing money.
You've got almost 2 million fans on one of your pages, right?
Now we do. And so I remember turning it around and I'm like, guys, let's just take a moment out of this. And let's talk about what we want to see in a year. Right. So it's going back to the vision.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody around the table, there was 5 of us at the time, and every single person spent a minute or two talking about what they wanted to see in a year. Right. And they were like, well, you know, business is profitable. We're traveling around the country as a team together. We're meeting people from different races, ethnicities, like impacting them, changing lives. Right. And this is what it's about. It wasn't about the cars that people would be driving in a year, the homes that they would be buying. It was really about changing people's lives on a deep level. And sure enough, after that, a month later, Organifi had launched, right? And this was like November. And all this goodwill, all this faith that we had, not only in ourselves, but in the community that we had
built.
For two or three years.
Free content, giving away, inspiring.
And having a really great product.
Yeah.
It took off.
Wow.
So each and every day from that, I mean, I remember the initial launch. We only ordered 3,000 units to begin with Organifi.
And how much does 3,000 units cost for you to
about $40,000
produce and create? And
about $40,000 or $50,000.
And how much did it cost to create, to make the formula, to source
it all? With advertising and everything else, it's a lot. So we probably invested $250,000 into this.
Just in making the product first, and then it costs $40,000 for the product.
And everything else. Sure. So there's a lot that goes into it that people don't see, right? So, but it exploded. I mean, people absolutely love it. It's changing so many people's lives.
Mm.
And it's cool to reflect back on that day that we were all going around and we flipped the adversity into advantage, like you talk about in your book.
Yeah.
And see how that plays out, because now the company is totally profitable. You know, the goal is to do 10 million this year, 10 exit, do 100 million the next year.
Wow.
So, never in my wildest, and I used to dream about this, but I didn't think it would happen so fast. You know, I thought the quickest route to being wealthy when I was in Michigan, you know, graduating, was to run like a legit business and, you know, and work with, you know, a big company and have this physical office and, you know, do the 9-to-5 thing and have people check in. And now we have health coaches that are all virtual, that are all over the world, that are living their passion, that are actually doing something that they love. And it's creating a living for hundreds of people.
Right.
You know?
And you actually have now a certification program for health coaches to teach them how to become their own health coach. And this is interesting how you do this.
Yeah.
Because they have to go through their own transformation in order to become certified, essentially, right?
Yeah, because we believe that in the demonstration, and we've seen it time and time again, but when you're actually changing yourself, like you said, people are going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to ask you, how are you getting healthier? What are you doing? And if you have the appropriate tools and the coach guiding you along the way. So every certification actually is about 8 weeks long. And for the 8 weeks, you're actually transforming. So you're actually demonstrating it.
You're going through your own lifestyle.
You're going through your own lifestyle, rituals, health transformation. And you're also learning about the business aspect of it all as well, right? So you're learning how to market. You're learning how to build a following. You're learning how to create a sub niche within a marketing world. Like some would argue that the weight loss niche is so massive that it's even hard to tap into. But when you break it down and you have like a splinter niche, then there's an unlimited amount of depth that you can drill into and actually abstract as many qualified clients as possible. Mm. So it's not about quantity. It's about going deeper with people and really impacting them on a deep level.
That's powerful.
That's what the coaching program does. And it shows them how to, you know, set up their own website, do the basic SEO and Facebook page and like internet marketing, like build a movement within a movement kind of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And not, like you said, build this huge audience, but build like a corner niche.
Yeah.
That you capitalize on and you bring in.
Yeah. And if they want to have a huge, huge movement following, they can.
Yeah.
You know, I encourage people to do that.
Gotcha. That's crazy. And what does that cost for that certification? Just curious.
Right now, we're about to raise the price up on it, but it's $3,000.
Gotcha.
Right,
to become a certified health coach.
Yeah.
And teach you the business side of things.
Yeah. And what's cool is the coaches, the certified coaches that have gone through this are making more money monthly now than the actual certification cost.
Hmm.
So, and we try to do that. You know, it's all about whatever, and you're like this too, but whatever we put out into the world and people invest in.
Well, 10 to 100 times back.
Yeah, 10 to 100 times back, right? Ogmandino, right? Famous author has written some amazing books, but that's the goal.
Yeah.
Everything that they invest in, 10 to 100 times back.
That's what I try to do with my courses as well, you know?
Yep.
Invest $1,000, hope you're making, you know, 10 to 100,000 back and more.
Because you personally, I mean, your karma, dharma, whatever you want to call it, you want to feel good when you go to bed.
Of course.
And you want to be able to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. That's great, man. So you got that going on. You've got the, so when you started this Organifi, which is, why did you create this green juice mix yourself? You know, there's lots of green juice mix out there. You know, some of them are doing really well. Did you do it because you were just sick and tired of juicing yourself all the time? And you still juice today, right? Or is it just Organifi now for you?
I still juice. Yeah. I drink about 64 ounces of juice a day.
64?
Yeah. Green juice.
And you blend it yourself, or is it pressed juice?
I get it from a Vitality Tap, this juice bar in San Diego. So it's pressed, and it's I'll tell you the recipe.
Okay, let's hear
this stuff. I mean, if you're not used to it, you've probably had it. Have you had it before? Did we get juice last time you were in San Diego?
I think we did.
Yeah. So tons of ginger.
Yes,
right?
I like it.
Dandelion greens, lemon, Swiss chard, kale, and lots of lemon and ginger. That's the thing. So when you drink
Why lemon and ginger?
Because ginger is amazing for your digestion. Right, it heats your body up, gets your metabolism going, clears your sinuses, gets rid of mucus in the body. There's so many benefits to it.
Right.
And every vegetable, every root has a signature. So if you look at ginger, it kind of looks, you know, if you've ever seen it, it looks like your digestion tract.
Oh,
so it's great for that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lemon is one of the most alkalizing foods on the planet, right? It is one of the only things that actually helps with phase two liver detoxification. And phase two is what you really, really want. That's what presses out those xenoestrogens that we talked about earlier. That's what's going to alkalize your body rapidly. So tons of lemon in it. It's hard to drink because I put so much in there. Like most people that have it for the first time, they're like, oh, this is a potent juice.
Right.
It's almost like an elixir.
Okay.
So I like to do things somewhat differently. Like this green juice is different because this, you know, the powdered Organifi green juice, it has ashwagandha in it. Uh-huh. Ashwagandha is touted as the king and queen of Ayurvedic medicine.
Okay.
Because it helps with stamina. It's an adaptogenic, you know, it's an adaptogenic root that actually lowers cortisol. Cortisol is that stress hormone that we get. It's that, it's the fight or flight response when people are have anxiety, and it's what forces your body to hold body fat.
Mm.
And you're completely unaware of it because you're not doing things to lower your stress. You're not taking that time in the morning, like we talked about, the morning ritual, and going over things that you're grateful for. You're rushing off to work. You're drinking the coffee on the way into work. Then you're hit with your email instantly. And then you have these lights above you
stresses,
that cause more cortisol because it's artificial lighting. So all day long, you're bombarded with these high levels of stress. And we're not really, as a society, we're not doing a lot of things to alleviate that. It's the yin and the yang, right? So this adds... in the clinical trials of the ashwagandha we put in here, it actually lowers stress 29% in an 8-week period. And that's substantial because your hormones are tied to your stress level as well. So if you're a man and you have low testosterone, there's a good chance your cortisol is high as well. So you start lowering that, your testosterone starts to go up. You have low testosterone. That's what I meant to say. I think I said high.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So your T levels start to go up, which is that fat-burning hormone as a man. And I wanted to add it because of the adaptogenic power of ashwagandha. I was taking it separately and having my green juice. I thought, why not combine the powers of a 5,000-year-old medicine with this elixir that we have? And the results are nothing short of phenomenal.
Wow.
There are testimonials that I read on Amazon, the testimonials that we have coming in through our Facebook, you know, the Saturday strategy videos that we do.
Yeah.
It's
amazing, man.
It blows me away. And there's turmeric in here too, which is one of the greatest anti-inflammatory foods on the planet.
Huh.
The one that we have is the most bioavailable curcumin there is, right? And this is another thing that I read a blog post recently. Turmeric does 22 things that prescription over-the-counter like medicine can do.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And it's from Mother Nature. Mother Nature has the answers. It's the best medicine that there is.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go, man. I love it. Now, I'm curious about stress. What are some maybe 5 to 7 different ways to really relieve stress and lower your stress in your mind? If you did these things every single day, you would relieve your stress. What do you like to do? Simple things.
Number one, a great exercise is getting present. You know, a lot of people are living in the past. They're thinking about things that have happened to them, or they're living in the future, right? Yeah. And if they're living in the future, that causes a lot of anxiety, which causes stress levels to rise. And the reason that they can't separate their mind from the present moment and they're constantly thinking about the future is because everything's coming at once, visually, right? So if you have 15 things to do today and you haven't written it down and you don't know what to attack first, then all those things are pop-ups in your brain, right? Like that computer screen. And they're all flashing constantly, which elevates that stress level. So if you just write them down and assign tasks to those 15 things that you have that are happening today, then you'll start to recognize that a lot of those things aren't even important.
Right.
You can just X those off.
Yeah.
But you don't know that because you haven't gone there yet mentally. You haven't decompartmentalized what's going on in your mind.
Mm.
So always checking in, always reflecting what's happening up here is one of the most powerful things that you can do with
creating
stress.
A list down and making sure you're only doing the most important things.
Making sure you're only doing the most important things and making sure you're inspired to do it.
Yes.
A lot of people do things that they don't love to do.
Yeah.
They're checking into that 9-to-5 job. They're driving to work. They're working for somebody else. They're not happy, you know? Yeah. They're using the weekend
to make them happy.
To make them happy.
Yeah.
And it's false happiness because what are they doing? They're changing their state with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
going out late, partying.
Going out late, partying. And they're just partaking in escapism. But if they really loved what they do, if they really were passionate, I believe we could change the whole world if people were actually working and doing what they love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the School of Greatness is all about.
My mission is to serve 100 million people, show them how to make a full-time living doing what they love.
Doing what they love. That's your mission.
That's it, man.
I believe if we do that, and you're on your way to doing that, and I'm going to help with that, that the world will change because now they're operating as a different human being. Their DNA has changed.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking around. They're not even thinking about the weekend because the weekend is every single day. Yeah,
that's it, man.
Exactly. Like, Saturday is every day.
I was just thinking, you know, I'm going on a vacation for like 3 days. I'm going to Kauai and, I'm like never going on a vacation because I never feel like I need to.
Yeah.
It's like every day.
Vacation.
It's like constantly feels like I'm doing what I love. Why do I need to get away from it? Why don't I keep doing more of it?
Yeah.
But I'm gearing up for this big book launch, and I'm like, let me just disconnect for a few days from all electronics because I know I'm going to be overloaded for a number of months during the launch. So I was like, let me just get away for a few days. reflect, really stay connected to my vision, and then come back full steam ahead.
Something tells me, like, if your audience is anything like ours, like, you have these ambassadors that love this truth, that want to free people from the 9-to-5 and want to really empowered to, like, live their vision and stuff. If you were to ask people on your podcast, your Facebook, your Instagram to help you during this time, because you're already forecasting it, you know you're going to be inundated and all this stuff, you'd have people raising their hand from all over the world that would help you with this message. And they just want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
People want to be a part of greatness.
Yeah. We've got a launch team of 500 people who are...
That's awesome.
We had over 1,000 people apply to be on a launch team.
Yeah.
And to be ambassadors for the book.
Wow.
And so we had 500 in the U.S. who got a galley copy of the book, another galley copy, and their job is to spread the word of greatness and buy copies and promote the book when it comes out. And so,
how does that make you feel as a human being?
It feels amazing, man. You know, I've also been 7.5 years of hustling and working and serving people and giving value, kind of like what you did for a few years before you launched something. And, you know, constantly creating content, you know, paying Chris to come in and shoot videos every day. It's not like this stuff just like it's free. It's it's like been consistently adding value and investing in content for my community. So the goal is now that hopefully they've seen the value and they've received a lot of great things from it in their life and they want to buy a few copies and promote it.
And books are an amazing thing.
Yeah.
You know, I had a mentor tell me once, he's like, you could take somebody's life story, which this is yours, right? Yeah. It has your whole life in it. It has every trial, tribulation, every problem, every setback, every great thing that you've ever done. And it condensed it into this 200 and I think it's like 280 pages.
Yeah, somewhere on there.
Into this book that tells everything in it. And you can get it for roughly, what is it, $20?
You can get it for $15 on Amazon
$15 right now. On Amazon to get 20 years.
And here's the thing. You know, a lot of people will ask, you know, I'm sure you get emails all the time, but I'm constantly getting emails from people that want me to mentor them and give them, you know, 30 minutes and meet with me, things like that. And it's an honor and I feel very grateful for it because I used to do that and I still do that today with people. I want to meet with people and learn. But the powerful thing about books or podcasts or video shows like yours is like you can get their information. You can get their answers from with $15 to $20.
Yeah.
You can get everything you need to know in a book.
Yeah.
Or by listening to a free podcast or watching a YouTube video. And that's why you do Saturday Strategies where you're sharing this information. You're going to say the same thing to someone one-on-one that you do over a video to everyone.
100%.
So you might as well just invest in the time into watching something or watching or listening to a podcast or reading a book.
Yeah.
So I like the idea. Let's go back to these other – how to relieve stress.
So there's two, right?
Yeah. So what's
the
next
thing? We have the whole, you know, listing it out, figuring out what's stressing you. Because there's the emotional stressors. There's the physical stress. There's all these things. You got to decompartmentalize.
Mental stressor. Yeah.
So there's that. Nutrition plays a huge role in this as well, as you knew I was going to say.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're eating processed food, lots of sugar, then it's going to spike up your dopamine levels. You are literally going to have more anxiety than what you need. Mm-hmm. And I've split tested this. I've done diets that are higher in fat. I've done diets that are loaded with sugar. And I have an emotional like journal. I write down throughout the day where my emotion is, how I feel, if I'm angry, if I'm upset.
Huh.
And on the days where I partake in having more of those sugary treats and different things like that, I notice those erratic spikes in irrational type thinking. I've seen it in other people too. So I have a friend, you know, she comes over to my house every once in a while and she's just in a really bad mood. Negative Nancy, we call him, right? Sure. Everybody has that negative Nancy friend.
Yes.
And I know immediately it's a blood sugar issue, right? So I hand her 5 or 6 almonds. I'm like, hey,
really?
Eat these. You're going to feel a lot better. It's because people aren't feeding their bodies what they need. And it's not because they don't have the skills or ability to. It's just because they haven't learned it yet, right? So when you understand that you are literally embodying nature's greatest miracle or the creator's machine that he's put you in, right?
Yes.
She, father, mother, God, whatever you want to call it, that you're walking around as this being and you can understand this ancient wisdom that we've had this whole entire time and start to leverage that for your advantage, that's when the game starts to change.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
So changing your nutrition, making sure that you get the micronutrients, making sure that you're consistently supplying your body with enough of the macronutrients as well.
What's the difference between micro and macronutrients?
So micro are the phytonutrients, the phytochemicals, the aminos, the different things of the plant that are devoid in a lot of the macro stuff.
Gotcha. Right?
So you need both. I'm more focused on getting the micro because I know the macro would just follow suit.
Sure.
So if I know I do 64 ounces of green juice every single day, I'm getting a lot of micronutrients.
Yeah.
Right?
That's amazing. So. Okay. So that's number three is the health and investing in your nutrition.
Yeah.
Let's maybe, do you have two more maybe?
So number four, I think exercise.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, 20 to 30 minutes in the morning, if that's all you have, stretching out, doing mm-hmm. Qigong, working out, lifting weights, doing that kind of stuff
right.
is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Last but not least, one of my personal favorite things, this is going to sound like a no-brainer, but really focusing on your breathing. So many people today do not focus on their breathing. And most people don't know this, but the fastest way to alkalize your body, it's not by drinking green juice, which, you know, many people would say, well, she's going to say green juice. It's not. It's breathing. It's you can actually put more alkalinity in your body quicker by changing how your lungs are handling the oxygen, right? Mm. So the big – it's called box breathing. So you breathe in, you fill up your gut, then you breathe out, and you really visualize and focus on expanding your whole rib cage like this okay. on all corners. And if you want, you can actually press right here, which is where your lymphatic
– where is this?
The so majority of your lymphatic watching, system.
Those who aren't watching and just listening, where
should
they press?
It's a little duct. You got to palpate here.
Where is it on your body for those who are just
so
listening
it's
and not?
It's right under your like shoulder.
Under
clip.
Your shoulder,
see
next to your
right
neck.
Here. Yeah, yeah. You'll yeah. feel it when you hit it. Yeah. You want to palpate that. And as you're breathing, it flushes out your whole lymphatic system.
Okay.
I learned this from Kusha Karvandi. He's on our team. He's a total ninja gangster, right? When it comes to, he's got like 18 certifications. He leads our high level certification. The guy's wow. just gifted. You think I know a lot about health? This guy.
Next
he
level.
He takes it to the next level.
Wow.
Yeah. So you palpate your lymphatic system by breathing. You do this once a day. You're going to notice your immune response.
Wow.
You're going to start to see clearer.
Is this above or below your collarbone?
It's below. So below it's your where your chest muscle intersects with your shoulder.
Gotcha.
Right in here. And you want to do the left side of your body because that's mainly where your whole lymphatic system resides, like 78% of it.
Okay.
And your lymphatic system is actually bigger than your circulatory system. So getting that going, right? Rebounding is great. Sitting in the infrared sauna for your lymphatic system is awesome. Doing a hot and cold shower in the morning can help with your lymphatic system as well.
Mm.
So there's tons of stuff that you can do with that. But breathing, bar none.
Breathing is so powerful. I've been doing more breath work lately. I mean, if you can oxygenate your body,
yeah.
your muscles and everything in your body has more oxygen, you're going to be a lot more calm.
Yeah.
Less stressed out as well.
Yeah. Can I give him a bonus one?
Yeah. Give him one or two.
So number six, another thing I learned from Kusha is actually vestibular drills. So in your eyes, there's one muscle to every nerve that you have. It's the most nerve muscle dense area in your whole entire body.
Huh.
What do we do most days? We sit in front of our computer like this. We're staring at our computer, right?
Right.
We don't look around much. And that what that does is it greatly handicaps our ability to see threat. Right, because we're omnivorous apex predators. That's what we are. So we want to observe the whole landscape immediately and get information. If we're not getting the right information, that's when pain triggered to our body, right? We have this pontine medullary reticular function, which is above the midbrain, and that's actually where your pain sends signals to your entire body. So once you start to correct your vestibular system of the eyes and the inner ear, and you like balance your left and right hemisphere, that pain starts to go away.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen people get better with herniated discs in just a few sessions, like immediate. And I've seen cranial sacral therapists, I've seen chiropractors, I've seen acupuncturists, and nothing works like this.
Huh.
And this is part of our certification. Like
sure.
we actually get into this like deep, really crazy stuff. So one thing you can do to start to correct your vestibular system,
uh-huh.
which is where I was going with this,
yes.
is doing something so simple. And this lowers stress, which is why I'm bringing it up, but doing pencil push-up drills where you actually look at your finger, you bring it in. Once it starts to split, you bring it out. And if you ever see a doctor, doctors do this too, like little kids that have a lot of anxiety or stress,
mm-hmm.
they'll have them focus on this finger. And I've tested this with my heart rate monitor on the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Your heart rate will start to drop immediately.
When you're doing this?
As soon as you start to do this.
You're just staring at it the whole time.
Yep. So bring it in. Push it back out.
It starts to get dizzy when I look at it.
Bring
that
it
close.
In. Chris kind of looks like Leonardo DiCaprio.
He does.
Has anybody ever told him that? Like the Wolf of Wall Street?
Are they? A little bit? Yeah, yeah.
A little bit here and there? That's yeah. awesome.
So we do this for how long? A minute?
Not even, dude. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Just a few times in and
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just a few times. Stress okay. is going to start to go.
Huh.
You can go to the left like this. Follow
yeah.
it. Keep your head straight.
Yeah.
Chin tucked in.
Do it.
And yeah, it just wow. sinks your left and right hemisphere, like the peppermint.
Sure.
You learned that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What was that, number six or number seven?
We could go on for days, dude.
Let's do one final one.
We could do 100 of these.
Okay, what's one final one to relieve stress?
To relieve stress?
Yes.
Human connection. Right?
Connecting, hugging someone.
Hugging with somebody. Increases oxytocin levels of the brain.
Yes.
That neurotransmitter that makes us feel like we belong. When we say we're in this together, it's that same chemical. It's like being part of a tribe. So hug a stranger. I try to hug at least 5 strangers a day.
Wow. There you go.
You know?
That's the challenge. Go to the street and have a sign that says free hugs.
Yeah.
And give hugs.
I mean, I hugged Leonardo DiCaprio.
He did. Yes.
I came in here. He doesn't know me, right? Yeah, so hug some strangers.
I like to do like the 5 to 10 second hug.
Not like just the really quick, like uncomfortable.
Where people start to pull away and I'm just still hugging him tighter. Yeah. And they're kind of like, some people like it. Some people are like, they're uncomfortable, but I kind of like to make them feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Not in a weird way, but like in a loving way.
When you started rubbing my nipple, that's when it got a little weird.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, I could go on for hours with this. So I appreciate this. Let's finish with your morning ritual.
Okay.
And then one or two final questions, because I don't know if I asked you these questions
last time.
Yes, which was like 2 years ago. So
yeah, because I was episode like 15.
Yeah, you were early on, and I started to evolve more.
So the game has changed.
The game has changed a little bit. So let's start.
Morning ritual.
Morning ritual. What do you do every morning to set you up to win for the rest of the day? Obviously, this would be the ideal morning 30 to 60 minute ritual.
Yeah.
You probably don't do it every single day the way you want it to be, but if it was ideal, what would it be?
Okay. So, and you're right, because every morning changes. You know, you're traveling, so it can't be consistent every time, but you can hit it most days.
Yes.
So waking up, 5 minutes of gratitude. Even before, like,
and what time do you
I told
wake
you
up?
About this. This is going to sound woo-woo to some people. This is even before the 5 minutes. This is something I haven't shared with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I shared it with you because you're like my brother, right?
Yes.
Is I lay in bed and I do what's called a self-induced lucid state.
Uh-huh.
This is going to sound crazy, right? People are like, where's this guy from? It's the Pisces in me.
Yes.
But essentially what I do is I visualize what I want to have happen throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I want my melatonin and my cortisol levels at a certain point in my brain that actually induces lucidity. And if you've ever studied lucid dreaming, while you're in a lucid dream, your brain is 50,000 times more active than it is in reality. So how do you separate the two? Well, some would say that the information that you can get in a lucid state is some of the most powerful answers that you're looking for in your life. And I've seen it. I mean, I've been in states where I've gotten immediate response to things that I was dealing with that I would never anticipate getting. And it came from the source, God, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
So self-induced lucid state for like an hour. Well, just lay in bed where you're kind of sleeping. That's why I go to bed like around 9:30. So the evening ritual is actually more important than the morning ritual because it sets you up for success in the morning.
The next day, yeah.
If you're out till 12, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's hard to have enough time for yourself to really plan accordingly, right?
Wow.
But sometimes networking and everything else, you have to as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So doing that, visualizing, and then having that turn into that type of state. And then before I get out of bed, 5 minutes of gratitude, right?
This is just like mental gratitude.
Mental gratitude.
Yep. What you're grateful for.
What you're grateful
about,
for. Yeah. People you're grateful for. Visualizing that, being with them. My parents are in Michigan. So every morning I visualize myself hugging my mom and dad and just really feeling that, right? Because it's the feeling that raises your vibration. People ask on your Periscope, how do you raise your vibration? It's not about the visualization. It's about the feeling that you get from it and really embracing that. So being grateful is absolutely amazing. After I'm done with that, I'll hit the gym up for about 45 minutes. And usually I do strength training. So lifting as much weight as possible, always improving there, working on bone density. Because as we age, human beings, they start to lose bone density and stuff. So lifting weights is one of the best ways to age gracefully, right? So doing that. Coming back, reading while I eat breakfast. So preferably something that gets my mind in check.
Like this book.
Like this book right here. You know, I was going to bring this up again. The school, this is actually an amazing book, dude.
Thank you.
I love it. So, so doing this.
And you like to read every morning.
Yeah. I like to read every morning. And I love sending a personal note to at least one person.
I like how you did that. Yeah.
Like we talked about.
Yeah.
And, it's more powerful if you hand write it
because
you really feel the words. If you want to get fancy, like I said, you can get the wax stamp.
I like that.
Send it to somebody because nobody's getting mail. Nobody's getting these notes that are classy that, you know, used
timeless.
Timeless. People save them, right? So doing the note thing is absolutely amazing. Then I do the after breakfast, which is usually after a workout. I try to go like an omelet with lots of veggies, generally a green juice in the morning as well with no fruit in it. Because fruit's like your mom. It's an insulin spike, right? She comes into the room, your mom, and tells you to clean up all your stuff. Whatever's in the room, it gets thrown in the closet. Well, that's your body. So if you're eating fat when your mom's in the room, then you're going to store fat. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Or is that, sure, yeah.
Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
So you want protein with that.
Okay, cool.
So, and after that, I'll do a hot and cold shower every morning, get that lymphatic system going. I have so many essential oils in my house. You remember, did I show you that? That big rack that I have? So it's plant medicine. So depending on how I'm feeling or, you know, you want to get your left and right hemisphere of your brain synced, I'll do some of the aromatherapy stuff.
Smart.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Or then you just get into the day.
I love to write. Yeah. So choosing one creative endeavor to do in the morning as well, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes. So writing or playing the guitar, I just bought turntables.
Nice.
So just DJing, you know, in the morning, something mixing creative. Some music, something creative.
That's cool.
Because you want to look forward to your morning ritual. And by the time your morning ritual is done, you want to say, all right, I improved my life in so many different ways already. That it doesn't even matter what I do throughout the rest of the day. That it doesn't even matter how much pain is thrown at me or anything negative, right? Because I've already set myself up for success.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. That's a good one. I'm going to take on some stuff.
All right. Put it in the sequel.
Where can we, before I ask the two final questions, what's the best place to connect with you online and learn more about you?
Yeah. Fitlife.tv is our website. They can go there.
Yep.
If they want to just send me an email, you have a lot of followers. I don't know if I can do this on your podcast.
Twitter or Instagram.
But, I mean, Twitter, Facebook, it's just Drew Cannoli, Periscope. You can find me on any social media platform that there is.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, make sure to check out fitlife.tv. You've got videos on YouTube every Saturday and any other day or no?
Saturday, we have a Mindset Monday. We give away a juicer every week.
There you go.
And we're always giving away Organifi as well.
There you go. Okay, awesome.
We'll give them a discount for your show as well.
We'll put it on the show notes. I'll tell you guys where to go after that.
Yeah, to get the discount. The Lewis Howes discount.
There you go. Two final questions.
Should I be nervous right now? I'm getting nervous because this is your Evolve game.
No. The first one is, if there were, you know, at the end of the day, 100 years from now, your last day, everything you've ever said.
Then it better be 300 years from now.
Yeah, 300 years from now because we've evolved by then. Because Organifi gives you more life.
Yeah.
And your website's deleted. Everything's gone. Every book you've ever written has been erased from time.
Yeah.
And you have a piece of paper and you get to write down three truths. Three things you know to be true about what you've learned in life. Three truths of the world that you give back as your legacy to whoever wants to read it.
Yeah.
What would you put down in those three truths?
Dang, dude. And this is all impromptu, by the way.
It is. I didn't tell you this before.
You did not tell me this.
No, I did not. So you got to think on the spot.
So number one, and this is the truth for everything, I believe, and it's the most powerful thing in my life, is always letting love lead, no matter what you do. Just let love, right? Let go and just love. And that everything that you do, ask yourself, is this what love would do? Mm. So in every business decision I make, every interaction that I have with somebody, you know, being going out on dates with women, what would love do in this situation? And it's a way to approach the world that I think the world needs right now in this time. You know, it's a very yin centric type saying, but I think it's so powerful, so prevalent.
Okay.
So that would be number one.
Yep.
Number two is, when it comes to your career, work, which a lot of people listening to this podcast are so focused on because they want to be entrepreneurs and they're growing as human beings, it's to follow your passion. Do something that excites you, right? That wakes up every single morning and you absolutely love it so much that you don't want to go to bed. So much that you're so pumped up to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the catalysts that changed my life.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Number three would be to find people that you can go to a really deep level with, because it's those people that make your life better. It's not the material possessions. It's not the objects that you'll get from being great, because that naturally comes, the materialistic nature of being a human being, right?
Yeah.
But the people, that's what's powerful.
Yeah, man.
You know, the fact that I can call Frank Scheidler up, my mentor, who's like 85 years old, and just talk to him. And that's awesome, dude. Mm. You know, or you know, the friendship that we're building together. You know, at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Yeah.
So those are the three things.
I love it. Final question.
Yeah.
Before I ask, I don't think I got to do this last time. So I get to acknowledge you. Okay. At the end of every show, I acknowledge my guests for what opens up for me from the experience. So, Drew, I get to acknowledge you for your transformation, man. I mean, your transformation has been unbelievable over the last 4 or 5 years with your own health. But the way you impact the world and transform the world is so powerful. And you come from such a loving place every single day. You're so inspiring. Every video you put out there, every piece of content comes from a passionate inspiration that wants to serve people. And so I want to acknowledge you for your service, for your commitment, consistent commitment to giving of yourself to the world and maximizing the gifts that you have and giving it away. So I acknowledge you for that.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, man. I appreciate it. Final question.
Yeah.
What's your definition of greatness?
My definition of greatness is doing what you love. It's, you know, what did, I'm trying to think here, Earl Nightingale, right? You've read all of his books and everything else. He said the definition of success is chasing after a worthy ideal every single day. So my definition of success is that. And the reason I have what you just acknowledged me for is because of this. It's because I live that way. It's my nature, right? My nature is never going to change. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the transformed being that I am. And there'll be some times when I'm maybe a little out of integrity in different areas and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, Drew Cannoli knows who Drew Cannoli is, and he lives that way.
Mm.
So figuring out what your morals, your values, your code of ethics is as a human being and living from there, to me, that's success. It doesn't matter what happens, you know, because that will always be there. It doesn't matter what you take away from me. My nature will be the same, and I'll always have that code to live by.
Mm. Drew Cannoli, thanks for coming on, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
There you have it, guys. Thank you so much for showing up today, for listening. And if you would, I would love it if you subscribe to our podcast over on iTunes, again, School of Greatness on iTunes, and share this episode with your friends over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Tag me at Lewis Howes, at Drew Cannoli, everywhere you post this online. You can go to the show notes link at lewishowes.com/224. And you can also watch the full video interview of this as well. And we do another little promo video there also. So some cool stuff you can check out on video with me and Drew at lewishowes.com/224. Also, make sure to check out and buy a few copies of my new book, The School of Greatness, which comes out October 27th. That's right. You can get it right now at greatnessbook.com. Super pumped. I've put the last few years into this book, and I'm so excited and passionate about getting it in your hands. So the way you can support me, if you love this podcast, if you've enjoyed this, if you've gotten any value out of this show ever, then you can do me the favor and pick up a copy or a few copies today and make sure to get them for your friends as well. So again, greatnessbook.com. Make sure to check out the show notes at lewishowes.com/224. You guys know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.